This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by Chevron. Everybody, it's the quarterback toilet bowl. Everybody's trying to get their headphones regulated here.
Lord.
Was it too loud?
Yeah, well, Brian Gary's deaf, so.
Oh, he was sitting there. Tanner Schwent, the Christmas boy, the dude down the hall, Derbs, and Mike dancing with himself on Christmas is in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Not that you're dancing with yourself on Christmas, Mike, just normally.
No, I will.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to kind of keep things going. You keep it fresh.
What?
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
I'm on a sugar high right now.
It's ridiculous. My stomach hurts so
bad. Well, you
bad.
Look better than Michael. Michael looked like he swallowed a gremlin. The last 5 hours,
sure that
I've
didn't.
Seen him. I don't know, man. It was kind of sad, though, for a while. So I just look across at him, and he just looked so down and
why did
down
you,
and out.
Why did you eat it? It's kind of my question. Like, why?
Were we supposed to spit it out?
Like, Brian sat here, didn't eat any of it. Derb sat there, didn't eat any of it. Really just kind of confused why you just dove right in there if you knew it was going to make you feel like this.
I didn't know it was going to make me feel like this. I
my dog Bear does the same thing. He eats everything out of the trash can. He doesn't know. He just knows food. And then
he throws
it all up, and I wake up to that. So it's kind of
whatever
exciting.
It is, unless it has green on it.
Yeah. Pretty good. All right, it's quarterback toilet bowl time. Mike, I got to hand it to you, man. This is the most I've ever paid attention to the QBR. I always just never looked at it because I've looked at ratings, I look at stats. This Mike, not you. That's the first time he smiled in here in 4 hours. Thank you guys for bringing whatever that is out. And I've actually paid attention to it, and never more so than last night. Because Mike and I are in a battle for our lives, and because they take forever to update the QBR after the game. They have the rating right there, and you get to watch that fluctuate. But that doesn't mean much when you're looking at what the actual QBR is. So I'm Googling last night, hey, AI, just because Philip Rivers had a 97 passer rating, does that mean he's going to have a good QBR? And I didn't think so, because the second half was much different for Rivers. And it's just fascinating to kind of break into it, because it does take so many unique things into account.
Well, and that's, like, for me, I had been saving Geno Smith until the end of the season, because I knew they played the Broncos, they played the Texans, they played all these good defenses, and then Geno Smith has a 75 QBR this week. Just in comparison, Geno Smith, when Derbs used him, 7.9. Brady, when you used him, it was a 19. Mm-hmm. And then when Tanner used him, 12.7. And then I get stuck with a 75 with Geno Smith, and I'm just like...
It kept me in the game.
And against the Texans defense, it's like, oh, I'm very frustrated about that. I thought I was in the clear with... the way the rest of the season was going to lay out for me.
And but. Mike has become such a nerd on this, and he wakes up real early as well. So I'm driving into work, and every Monday morning, my phone lights up on my drive in. I'm like, who? Oh, it's got to be Mike. He's the only person that I... and he's like, if Philip Rivers gets a 50 tonight, I'll still be in front of Brady. Like, he's done the math at that point.
And he barely got a 50.
Yeah, he got a 53 last night.
And I'm barely in third place ahead of Brady. So, season standings, Derbs in first. I don't think even Tanner can catch him at this point. He's at 40.26.
I know things.
Yeah. Tanner is at 43.24.
I know slightly less than Derbs.
I am at 48.15. Thank you, Geno Smith. And Brady is at 48.83. So we got just like a 0.52 or something.
So I don't want to do that math. There's no catching Tanner.
I, It would have to really go sideways. It's between you and I at this point.
Well,
so
that's nobody cares who wins. It's just all about who wins.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Derbs, but I'm completely fine with third place.
I went down a rabbit hole with this stuff.
I love
it
though.
Like, well, no, I was even like, because everything I was Googling was QBR and all, and so I was getting all these fantasy things too, where it's like, hey, next year for your fantasy league, here's a fun thing to do for the people that lose. Make them play. They're all tied at that point because they're all out. Make them do the quarterback toilet bowl for the rest of the year to determine who is last place.
That keeps it interesting.
It keeps them engaged and wanting to play more. I got to hand it to you, man. Like, again, the QBR is, because you look at Phillip Rivers' numbers last night, way better than his numbers against Seattle. But as Mike has told us all year, they take into account the defense that you're playing. Last night, San Francisco's defense, they're not very good against the pass, so they're taking that into account. The sacks that Rivers did take, the two sacks he had, were in really bad situations. The pick six he threw ended the game. Yeah. They at least had somewhat of a puncher's chance before the pick six was thrown. And then he had a bunch of just incomplete passes. But it was the first quarter that worried me because he was converted playing in the red zone.
Yeah, he was playing really well. And that's Geno Smith. On the other side, his like third pass of the game was a pick six against the Texans, and then he just went off the rest of the game.
Well, I think what I love is that it's not just yardage, too. I mean, we've seen this with Jacoby Brissett set the all-time NFL record for completions when I had him, and he was still in the 30s. You know, you look at Bo Nix, 352 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and a 31 QBR. Yeah. They take into account what you're supposed to be able to do against this. I think it's actually fascinating, and I really enjoy it. I find myself, after that first slate is over, halftime of the second slate on Sunday, I'm in there looking at the QBRs. I'm like, where did they go? And I desperately needed Marcus Murray Ota to do what he did on Saturday. And I think I'm secure now, Derb. So we get to be on the good side of dressing one of these two up.
We won.
I have a question, Mike. So let's say a quarterback throws a ball to a wide receiver and he doesn't lead him into open. The receiver just has he spins out of a tackle. He breaks a tackle. Does that, like, those yards probably don't necessarily go to the quarterback. Like, they will in the stats. But if he leads him to open field, I would imagine, okay, yeah, he's the reason that guy broke free and got 20 extra yards. But if a guy catches a, you know, let's just say a 5-yard comeback route, breaks the first tackle, you know, jukes out another guy, and then runs for 50 yards, I don't know that that always, like, they give him the credit basically for the completion.
And one of the things I think you would have seen with like Bo Nix probably last year more than this year, he was throwing a lot of like quick screens and stuff like that to the outside. So that actually doesn't help the QBR nearly as much as being able to hunt downfield a little bit.
Remember, we were talking about Shedeur Sanders that first week he started. It was the first or second week against the Raiders. You know, he was 11 of 20 for 210 yards, a touchdown. They won that game going away, right? And his QBR was a 7.4. So it's just those checkdowns. You know, like Teddy Bridgewater probably never had a great QBR with checkdown Teddy there. But it was it's been fascinating.
But you could throw like three interceptions, but all of your other throws are like freaking amazing. Yep. You're driving your team down. Situational too.
Yeah, that comes into play.
Fourth quarter comebacks, which is probably why Bo Nix's QBR was higher than his numbers would suggest, because he had so many fourth quarter comebacks. So,
right.
And I love that they take like game flow into it. So somebody can't just pad their stats at the end of a 30-point game and their QBR goes through the roof. It's still going to stay low because the game flow really doesn't matter.
What did I have with Jacoby Brissett that week? Do you have that right in front of you, Mike? Because that is the
23.4.
And that week he threw for 380 some yards or 400 and like three touchdowns on it too.
Yeah.
And still just ended up right there. I'm like,
leave it to this group in week 17
to figure out the rules.
Finally go, oh, that's what it is. Because every week we were coming in, well, he threw for 400 yards, two touchdowns, and no picks. What the hell, man? But it was a bunch of check downs and receivers getting, you know, crazy yak afterwards.
Yeah, that it took us until here. Apparently, Derb's figured out early in the season because he's been pretty good at this.
He's very good at this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leave it to the analytics guy to do.
Any of you guys watch the Monday night version with the analytics? It was the AWS, I think it's Amazon. Any of you guys watch any of that
last
night? It looked fascinating. I didn't either. I just watched some of the clips afterwards, but it was putting percentage chance of who was going to catch the ball and how open they were going
to
be.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I kind of dig that every once. I don't want to watch an entire game that way, but I think it's interesting.
You would love that.
I would enjoy that because watching regular out-of-market things for me, I'm just like, boy, this is
but
bad.
It's, for you, that's like a betting site thing,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Like target shares and things like that on certain routes and what QB combos with wide receivers and things like that. Yeah, that's a large impact of a lot of financial decisions you could make. So, I feel like I would enjoy that. I didn't catch any. I honestly didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't until last night. What is it like a wide cam? Like, what is the camera? I mean, I'm guessing you're able
to see.
It's
a pretty similar camera still.
Oh, it's not this. Because, like, for us, we're on the line of scrimmage, and then we follow the ball.
It's like if you were looking down.
It's going to be overhanging, right?
No, it's still like an angle down. It's not
high. But it gives you a wider picture of the field, right?
Yeah, you can see all of the defensive players. You can see all of the offensive players. But it's like from a side view. It's still up and angled down, if that makes any sense. But it was kind of cool, the couple of clips that I watched.
I wonder if they're going to start actually creating a Madden cam. Where you can watch it like
in
you're
all
watching
22
that.
Would be fun.
I'm not sure how Amazon does it, but they've been doing that.
Yeah,
like the analytic version, like the whole season.
It was a complete AWS broadcast.
I don't even
broadcast.
Know how much I. For studying purposes, it would be awesome, but just like entertainment purposes, watching the game, my mind would be all over. So now I'm watching the safety. Maybe I'm interested in the safety more than anything suddenly, and I'm not watching the ball at all, which would be cool to be able to talk about. But you'd have to watch it again almost.
Yeah, it would have to be an out-of-market one of those for me. Like, I'm not watching the Broncos on that. But, okay, last thing, and then I'll leave Jacoby Brissett alone. I found a stat line that we're talking about with this QBR. He was
really proud of himself.
I was scared. I was very scared. He was 47 of 57, 452 yards, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, had a 26.4 QBR. So, like, you look at that stat, you know, and that stat line, you're like, oh, my God, he's went off, and it's a 26. So I think it's very fascinating. And now I'm done.
Yeah.
Very, very fascinating.
All right. One more thing, Chris, about Jacoby Brissett.
He said, Chris says, Mike, can you explain the rules?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Is it Eastside Chris every week?
That he wants to explain the rules.
Okay. So,
but two people really love each other.
Yeah. Can we? Is it like one of those commercials where they bring in the
quarterback? Quarterback. And in this case, we want the backup quarterbacks on this.
All four of us pick a quarterback. We're looking for.
Do you really want me to do this? Do I need to do it again?
This week, the draft order, I will pick first. Brady will pick second.
Nice.
Derbs is third, and Tanner has the final pick.
I won it.
Mm-hmm. So, with the first pick in the Toilet Bowl this week, I had to pull up his name here so I can pronounce it. Chris Oladokun? I don't know if that's right or not.
Christian Chiefs, Okoye.
Yeah. The third-string quarterback of the Chiefs going against the Broncos.
The Nigerian.
Who I hope they bounce back.
Yes.
Pretty good.
I stole that right from
Mike,
Brian Geary.
That's who I wanted to pick. All right, so
Oladokun.
You mentioned all the backup quarterbacks they're starting. Like, who are all these backup?
I'm not gonna tell you.
That's not how it works now.
Well, no, I looked this morning. You said that their backup quarterbacks are starting all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Any like new ones outside of the ones we've known?
Mm-hmm.
All right, after I make my pick, you need to tell us that because I think you're lying. It's not like a bunch of new backup quarterbacks that are taking over this weekend.
No, kind of injuries. A lot on Christmas. There's my one hint.
Shut up over there.
Why?
That is true. I need to stop.
I'm either going to go Quinn Ewers or Jackson Dart. Have I gone Jackson Dart yet?
You have picked Jackson Dart in week seven. Week seven. Jackson Dart had a 67.7.
He's been bad, though, the last couple of games. You know what? I'm just going to go with Quinn Ewers. We're going to go with Quinn Ewers at this point.
Wait, with the pick on the clock is Brady.
All right, name all these backups that we weren't aware of.
I got to let Derbs go first.
Oh, mine is none of these.
I mean, you two are both going to win.
Mine are none of the backups.
You can
list them off.
Who are you taking, Derbs?
Would you like to know?
Yeah. Yes.
You'd like to know now?
I would like to know now.
I'm going to take whoever starts for the Baltimore Ravens. Don't care.
Lamar or Huntley.
Yep. They go to Green Bay, and it's supposed to be freezing.
And Lamar, and you, like, every body part on his body is, yeah, like, broken.
And you cannot play when it's freezing outside.
I almost Everyone did that, this. Derbs, but I can't do it. I can't.
We're a little like different that. Situation.
Well, I feel, yeah, because I have a personal fanboyness in Lamar, and I can't do. I had a hard time picking Phillip Rivers, to be honest, because I'm rooting for Phillip Rivers all night last night. Yeah. At the same time, I'm like, no, that's an incompletion. That'll help. Oh, he got sacked. Oh, pick six, and I didn't want that.
So the backups, Brosmer.
Max Brosmer.
Okay, no one cares. The backup in Minnesota is going.
For Minnesota. Okay.
It sounds like Josh Johnson's going to get the start for the Commanders, but they're playing Dallas. Dallas's defense is really bad. So I'm going to...
Jordan Love and Malik Willis are both limited practice this week also.
Yeah, and I'm going to go... Michael? Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Too many noodles.
Too many
Not
noodles.
Not as fast as he used to be.
I'm going to go with Brady Cook. I'm going to take the Jets starting quarterback against the New England Patriots. Well, why are you making that face, Derbs?
Do you like losing?
I've won. We did it already.
Derbs is winning.
Lamar Jackson's going to play against Green Bay and go for a zillion, and I'm going to run you down for first.
But it's freezing outside. You cannot go out there when it is freezing
That's
outside.
That's true. Or windy.
Or windy.
Windy, I understand, because you can't play in the wind. But freezing, you can play in the wind.
What if both happen?
Nice. What is freezing and windy? Cancel the game.
Oh, man. Call I hope XL. They don't cancel. What happens if they cancel?
Wind. What happens if they cancel
in Green Bay? Because it's supposed to be freezing and windy. Happen.
But what if?
I don't know. I'll make up a rule that makes me not be in last place.
Okay, so how do we feel about Quinn Ewers?
Who do they have?
Tampa
they
Bay.
Tampa's got to win. I mean, Tampa's defense still hasn't been terrible.
They're kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, just a pass funnel.
Yeah.
So they'll throw a lot because they're stout against the run.
But maybe that leads for more opportunities to get interceptions.
Yeah, or checkdowns on things. Yeah, I don't hate it.
I mean, the best pick of the whole thing is Christian Okoye over there for the Kansas
City
Chiefs.
You would think so.
Can he even throw a ball from playing defensive line all these years?
No.
He's got something to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Underdog story.
Was Christian Okoye a defensive lineman?
No, he was a running back.
He was a running back?
Yes.
Oh, man, me and Brian together.
I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. I'm so sorry to do that to you.
I was just going to let get there for
I was going to let Derbs think he was right, but was there anybody I should have picked other than Quinn Ewers?
I would have rolled the dice in Washington still, like if it is... He's been around for
Josh Johnson?
Josh Johnson.
But he's at least been a quarterback.
Did you see him against Philly on Saturday?
Max Brosmer, I think, would have been a great pick.
That's where I'd have went, probably.
I'm happy with Quinn Ewers.
Well, you're not changing now.
No, I'm happy with Quinn Ewers. It was for discussion, Mike. Have you ever heard of a radio show?
I'll give you both of them, Brady.
Go out and milk Tanner's cow. That's what you get to do from now on.
If you guys end in a deadlock tie, what happens? What if you guys end with this exact same?
We'll go to the playoffs.
There's no way.
Do we get to dress you both up?
No.
Oh, that's where we
should
go.
I pick Mike. You pick Brady.
I'll take Brady.
We'll flip a coin or something.
No, we go to the playoffs.
You both dress up.
Yeah, you both dress up. I get to dress Mike.
I think next year we should do a playoff edition of this.
No. I vote for dress up.
It's just so hard because
I bet you would, Mike.
Especially when we have four people that we get down to where there's only two teams.
Faith says no one picked the Chiefs' 12-string quarterback. Yeah,
I got him.
Mike Christian Okoye.
Big-time defensive lineman.
Well, we confuse people because nobody said his name right.
Ola Dukin,
yes. That's what I was trying to say.
Street Fighter, yeah.
Micah's got it.
See, what you're going to make me do, though, Mike, is I'm rooting for the Broncos to destroy the Chiefs, and I'm going to be kind of like... Yeah, but old Narkin there is doing pretty good.
You want him to win 55-52?
That would be okay.
The Chiefs have given up. So
But this guy's from South Dakota State. He's got everything to prove on Christmas Day.
He did nothing against Tennessee, man.
A third string quarterback,
they're quite good
on 3 days of practice and going against the Broncos defense.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good.
They're overconfident.
you know that's a good
pick. The Broncos are overconfident.
It's almost a blessing in disguise that you had Geno go for 75 this week so that you could take this one.
Yeah. I would have 100% taken Chris Stapleton.
It's hard to get that beard in the chin strap there.
Chris Stapleton has a beard.
Yes, I just did the courtesy laugh. Did not know who was.
You made the joke!
I was just thinking of guys named Chris. I got a few more. Rock.
Yes, Chris Rock. He don't say anything about Will Smith's wife.
Yes. No.
He'll get Chris Tucker.
Tucker.
Oh, yeah. 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 Other Chris's?
Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson.
That's a good
Chris
one.
Chris Collinsworth.
I think he's...
Now here's a guy.
Christopherson Chris doesn't spell it. He spells with
Chris
a K,
Cornell.
I think.
Yeah, that's true. Chris Cornell. It's different. Chris Cornell. How dare you?
Chris Paul?
May he
Chris
rest
Paul.
In peace.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
Worst human on the planet.
Herbs hates Chris Paul.
Krispy
I
Kreme.
Hope he's listening.
Micah, we're having a very intelligent conversation about Chris is in here, and then you throw in a Krispy Kreme, and it doesn't work. What
Chris
other Chris?
Kreider?
Yeah, perfect. That's the last name of the Chiefs quarterback right there. Can you do it one more time?
That's exactly right. Faith says, word is Travis Kelce is the emergency QB. Now, how does that work again? And I don't know. Is that true? I wouldn't be shocked.
As long as you get...
As long as he gets a QBR by ESPN, that's what we go with.
And it just takes one snap. It just takes one snap. If he participates and it's a snap and it's a pass, you get a QBR for it.
I'm going to feel so good if he goes with like a 4 and Quinn Ewers even gets a 20. I'm going to be like, yes.
What if they get him and they throw like a 70-yard bomb and go,
one touchdown.
Now your toe hurts, buddy.
Yeah. No, you're stuck with it at
that
point.
They got to him.
Where's Chauncey when we need him? Get Chauncey Billups.
Face says Chris Evans.
Oh, another
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Pine. Chris Bryant.
Chris Pine.
Star Trek.
Chris Bryant. Oh, Chris Bryant. I almost asked him Chris Bryant. Oh, he's dead in my brain.
No,
he is in the island of Colorado sports figures.
The
I just want to completely forget about. Yes, that place, Brady.
It's Christmas.
The backup quarterback thing is the ideal.
That's Chris Kringle.
Chris Kringle. Wow.
That's
pretty good.
Josh Johnson came in that game against Philadelphia after Mariota went out, and he had a 5. Josh Johnson, it was 5 of 9, 43 yards and a pick. He got a 5 after Mariota's phenomenal 25.07. So as long as you register a stat, that's what you're getting. So you hope that Victor Oladipo throws for a touchdown and then goes out of the game.
He's hearing all this disrespect.
Like, man.
I just want chaos to ensue. I want you guys to tie. That's what I want.
Yes. The reality of something like that happening would be very minimal.
Fun sucker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got to keep it close for
especially when I'm doing the math. So.
Yeah.
Has anybody double-checked this math, by the way, over
here? No. About week 8, I started paying attention to what the QBRs were.
Mike could have just been drawing pictures of cats and telling us that I was losing, and I would have been like, sounds about right.
Don't you think I wouldn't have it this close if I was doing something with
don't
the math?
Be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Keep it interesting, Mike, because you want to come back and do this next year.
Yeah. Then we can explain the rules again.
Yeah.
Chris Martin, the man who exposed the viral affair of the year. Chris Martin.
Oh, is that Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Is that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. We're just naming Chris's.
Mm-hmm. Christopher.
No, just Reeves. Chris.
Oh, I was going to say Christopher Reeves, too. Chris. Derbs?
I'm fresh out.
Mike?
I think I'm out.
And we're out of Chris's, and that's the end of this segment. 28 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, I am a man.
Is that a Dwight Yoakam Christmas there?
It is.
Way to make your Dwight Yoakam.
I got you your Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, wow.
It's been a few weeks. It was nice.
That was, yeah, we hadn't done this. That's another thing we got to figure out. What are we doing in the new year?
Yeah, we got to figure out what we're doing. We should figure that out.
Friday Fun Zone. Friday. With Mike and friends.
Nice.
Mike. I want to be a friend.
We would be the friends.
Yes.
Will that mean I get paid?
Slow your roll, Mike.
Take it easy there, big guy.
Games in the show.
You're actually more like a roommate, so you'd be paying us.
He kind of does.
Case of Miller Lite every time he shows up.
Take it easy, Mike.
And I bring it just for me, but you guys dive right in.
We're just trying to help with your drinking problem, Mike. Trying to limit the number of beers you can have.
It's true. We're looking out for you.
We're looking out for you. It's friends looking out for each other.
My liver likes that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Like 20 years from now.
Why do you tell me during golf season your liver hates me so much?
Well, we got the quarterback toilet bowl figured out. What do you guys want to talk about now? First thing
Turducken.
On your mind. Derbs.
Derbs.
Christmas.
What are you guys doing for your meal?
Oh, that's a good one.
Why are you lying? What happened? Yeah. This is not good morning, Noco, man. You got to run a tighter ship.
It reminded me of in Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley and Adam Sandler, when they're trying to figure out what to eat and go, and Adam Sandler's the old man and Chris Farley's the old lady. What do you guys want for your meal?
I don't know this skit.
Well, you need to start watching stuff.
No,
that
I don't.
Watch.
You guys are like, oh, the stuff from the 80s is so great. And then I show you, showed him, like, all right.
I'm sorry it's not Paw Patrol and Full House 2.
Come on, the second edition. You could have done better than that.
I don't know what you watch now. Yeah, I'm sorry it's not Fuller House and The Wizards of Waverly Place. They're back with an attitude.
I don't know if they're back, but growing up, I liked Wizards of Waverly
Place. Christmas Story. You don't like Christmas Story.
Yeah, you came in with a hot take that turned
is
the
a
whole
horrible movie
program on its head.
It's horrible.
It's just not I just good. Want to know, like, what is bad about it?
The whole thing is bad. Like, it's not funny.
It's funny.
No.
Yeah, Brian was trying to describe it. He's like, the kid licks a flagpole
they
and
do
his
stuff
tongue gets stuck. I'm like,
young kids and then, do when they're ornery and it's around Christmas time. They do silly things.
It's not good.
It's like grown-ups too, only they're not grown-ups. They're young people doing something.
I like grown-ups too.
Grown-ups too is actually funny, though.
Have you seen A Christmas Story?
I haven't seen David Spade in a movie since 1932.
You're missing out. Yeah. The wrong Missy is hilarious.
Really, the do-over.
Starring David Spade?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's a no-go for me.
Why?
I went and saw David Spade stand-up comedy in Denver last year, I think. It was fantastic.
Great story, Mike.
It's on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it.
He was good in Tommy Boy, and he reprised the same role in Black Sheep. Same exact person.
So did Chris Farley.
Yeah, but Chris
Farley. Are you dogging on him?
No, Chris Farley's funny. You could have been David Spade. Anybody could be David Spade.
I think that was a compliment. No, I would like to have his money.
No, like anybody could be David Spade.
The wrong Missy is a funny. Come on, there's got to be a hooligan out there that agrees with that. The wrong Missy is very hilarious.
And have you seen The Do-Over with Adam Sandler and David Spade
on
Netflix? That one's good, too.
No.
I'm sorry, Adam Sandler makes 497 movies a year. There's no way any of these can be good.
He was good in the last one that just came out in a serious role with George Clooney or whatever.
That movie was horrible.
Oh, it was
terrible.
Wow,
The Division Amongst the Ranks.
No, it was a terrible movie. Adam Sandler was just very good in it.
He was good in Spaceman.
Adam Sandler was in Spaceman?
Space Jam?
No,
oh, Space
Man.
Legit.
The third Space Jam with Adam Sandler?
I prefer the second Space Jam.
What?
Oh, my.
What?
Why are you even a real
the
person?
The second Space Jam is much better than the first.
Tanner, you are suspended.
I have to go now.
Yeah. I am offended that you
says it
think
was funny
that I was...
when TV was black and white only. I agree on the Christmas Story hot take. Not good. What?
Let's go, Faith.
What? Yeah,
not all classics are good. They're just classics. No, it's actually like a good movie. I could sit and watch A Christmas Story.
The more people tell me that, oh, it's
well, and TBS used to like put it on like
they still
all,
do.
Oh my gosh.
Somehow Tanner missed it because they don't have TV out there.
Yeah, we just got AM radio not long ago. How do you think I came here? I'm like, what is this wizardry?
Yeah. I've like boycotted TBS because of it. I just don't watch anything on TBS.
I give them money just because of that. I write them checks.
I've never seen A Christmas Story. I've never seen A Wonderful Life. Yeah, no.
But that's like a lot older than
so is A Christmas Story. Is A Christmas Story much. Not it's, black and white?
No.
No.
Oh, by the way.
It was made in like the late 80s, but it's...
Oh,
it's,
yeah, there's another one of those 80s movies. It's great again.
It's not the 80s. It's... If you just... It takes place in the, like, what is it, like the 60s or whatever?
Probably. I thought it was the 50s.
70s.
Thanks, Mike.
He goes between 50s, the 50s and 70s.
Somewhere in between
there.
That 30-year
no,
mark.
No, it's not the 70s.
It was made in the 80s, okay. But it is like they're dealing with that kind of
stuff. I just have questions because the Ralphie looks exactly like the kid from Stuart Little. And I just got questions about
Isn't
that
a mouse?
The kid from Stuart Little, not the mouse.
Never seen Stuart Little.
Oh, very good film. Very smart film.
Never seen Stuart Little. No.
We are so close to being on the same page on everything, but my like 15-year age gap from you guys drives me crazy because you're like, you guys start quoting, you know, the Big Lebowski, which I've seen now. I guess that's not a great reference.
Phenomenal movie.
It's a great movie.
Weekend at Bernie's. And you're like, this is a great
movie. So good they had to make a sequel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the sequel, I like the sequel.
See, it was just look, as good. A United
Why
United.
Doesn't the body rot? I don't know. No, but it's
it's a great impression for radio, Mike.
Yes, Michael.
According to AI, the movie A Christmas Story took place between the late 1930s and early 1940s, and
okay.
It has some evidence in there. Like,
see,
that makes me less inclined to watch it.
Don't watch it.
I'm not going to.
This movie.
Watch it.
There's
watch
not it. A prayer's hey,
that,
chance.
Colleague, that I'm not watching any of the crap you suggest me
Stranger
to watch.
Stranger Things?
I've already watched that.
I want to talk with
that
somebody
That wasn't
about
your suggestion. I just found that on my own.
That was actually
own.
My suggestion.
No.
No.
No, actually, it was when I was going back to college and a bunch of the people that were 80 years younger than me were talking about Stranger Things, and I'm like, want to stay in the loop? But hey, gang.
Yeah, you guys peer pressured me into watching Game of Thrones, and then I...
No, you asked if I could loan you my DVD,
because
you
kept,
took 8 years
you
to give back.
You and Micah kept going to the... Game of Thrones, and I was like, okay, I guess
it's good.
I hate
Still
every,
season seven.
I hate everybody else who works here. I should have something to talk about with these two. So that's what I learned. Of.
You got DVDs. I'm still waiting for my Harry Potter DVD set.
Dude, he loaned me an Al Michaels book 10 years ago. And my wife was just cleaning up the office. I told him, I'm like, yeah, no, I lost it, never read it. I was just trying to suck up to you when I first started here.
Pissed me off for years.
My wife finds it. And I'm like, please give that to me. I returned to your Al Michaels book.
You returned it, and I was like, you know what? Keep it, buddy.
I already bought another copy.
41
he needs
minutes.
To hang it up, by the way. Sorry, sidebar.
Oh, yeah.
He has
there was
to
a
hang
punt return for a touchdown last week, and he's like, they were talking about something else, and suddenly he's like, and he'll go in all the way.
Oh, and I listened to the radio broadcast. I don't know if it was Beth Moe. I don't know what. It was a female playwright. She kicked his ass on that call. He needs to hang
listening
it up.
To Al Michaels is like listening to Michael describe any kind of movie that he's watching nowadays.
Star Trek Episode 3. Anyways, we're going to come back after this.
Mike, go ahead. Rebuttal.
I mean, I'm not great at describing things, so yeah, I was going to agree with you. That gal was really good, and Al Michaels is kind of meh.
42 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Star Trek 3.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Welcome back in. To the whole show here, you know, it's getting goofy now. It's just kind of getting goofy at this point. Christmas is a few days away. We're off for a while. Eastside Chris says, if Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, how is Home Alone? It's just revenge and happens at Christmas. Because I've always said Die Hard's not a Christmas movie because the theme is not Christmas. But Home Alone, very much the theme is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
When Macaulay Culkin talks to the old man at the end about the spirit of Christmas and all that stuff, yeah, it's very much...
The spirit of revenge on Christmas.
What did he get revenge for? He was just defending his home.
Well, them going into his house and attacking him.
Well, he set up a defense against them. It wasn't necessarily revenge, though, was it? Because he found out they were burglars, and they were going to burglarize his home, and so he had to defend it.
He was avenging all the other homes.
Okay.
I always wondered what the police was doing at that time. Like, why was that never even an option?
And like, there was the house right across the way that, like, they flooded or whatever, and nobody...
No issue there either.
There was no issue there. Yeah.
And I know he was, like, angry with his family, but why wouldn't he, like, call the police or something and be like, hey, I got left home alone?
Yeah, I mean, just like, doesn't... Well, I guess he's so excited to be home alone for a little bit.
And, true. And the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
He's really excited for the mac and cheese.
And he never eats it. That never bothers me. That bothered me, like, still to this day. He has that nice mac and cheese right before the bandits attack, and he's praying over, talking over it, and then he doesn't eat it.
He steals a toothbrush.
He steals a toothbrush.
Maybe that's why the police couldn't be. They would have questioned him.
Oh, that's true. Yep, he's like, I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal.
Yep.
49 minutes after the hour. Let's wrap it up on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Thanks for making KFKA a part of your diet.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right. That's going to do it, man. Thanks for being with us here on the final hour of the show. Mike dancing with himself, the dude down the hall, and Tanner Schwint, the Christmas boy.
The Christmas boy who lived. Dude, I need to break. I'm ready to get out of here. I just accidentally kicked Derbs in the knee.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, sorry, Derbs.
Well, you know, it's been fun, guys.
Seriously. Very fun. Yeah, very fun. Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun doing the Rocky Mountain College kickoff show, which might be changing course next year, I'm hearing. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Michael, Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Great job,
and
as
Merry
always.
Merry Xmas and Broncosmas to you, too.
All right.
You are the worst human I know.
Mm-hmm.
Not even kidding. Not even a little bit.
Really? Yeah. Well, he's up there.
Like, tell me somebody else.
Like, I'm having a hard time. It's like naming Chris's all of a sudden. Can't do it. All right, we'll be back at it on Monday. We'll take the next few days off here and regroup and try to figure out what our lives are doing.
Go Quinn Ewers.
Where we're going. Yeah, go. No, don't go Quinn Ewers. Go Chad Ukanua. He can do it. But don't win. We need just that number one seed. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.